Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go on Transformation Talk Radio. So a big shout out, as always, to Carter. Hi, Carter.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I am doing well. Without sounding too cliche, how's the weather?
It is beautiful, bright and sunny here in Seattle.
I love it. And there is a purpose for me asking that question. You know, I'm not just trying to make small talk. Today's episode is a nod to Mother Nature and in honor of Earth Day, which was this past Sunday, and in our honor of Arbor Day, which is typically the last Friday of the month. So for us, it's tomorrow. Wanted to give a little nod to Mother Nature and say thank you for all she's done and really talk about the benefits of getting outside into nature and what we can do to take care of Mother Earth. Because science is proving that time spent outdoors can have a calming and rejuvenating effect on your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. And as an empowerment and life coach, I am all about that. Really connecting all your body systems. If you are kind of down in one area, either mentally or emotionally, it has an effect on your physical health. So really being able to connect all of those and having not just somebody say, it works, really. It's actually scientifically proven through research. And that's what I really want to get in today is the effects of nature, what Mother Earth has on our overall health and wellness, and how we can take time to treasure and protect her for future generations. But first, you know, Earth Day. What is Earth Day? You know, it's like a big birthday party for the Earth. But when I was preparing for today's show, I wanted to know more facts, you know, like when did Earth Days begin? And I was really surprised to learn that the idea started right here in Wisconsin. I did not know that, had no idea. Growing up in school, having a father who's a true outdoorsman, I had no idea that it started here in Wisconsin. So the idea of for a national day to focus on the environment came to Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson, who was a U.S. senator from Wisconsin. So when he had witnessed the destruction in 1969 because of the massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, I almost forgot where it was, Santa Barbara, California, he really knew we had to do something. And he was really inspired by the student anti-war movement of that time. And what he thought is if he could really infuse that sort of energy with an emerging public consciousness about air and water pollution, it would force environmental protection onto the national political stage. And so what he did is he announced the idea to have a national teach-in on the Environment Day to the media. So he convinced another conservation-minded congressperson and a Harvard professor, Dennis Hayes, to be his recruiter, kind of his coordinator. And because Dennis was a school person, right? He was Harvard. The day was chosen because April 22nd fell between spring break and final exams. So that's the date that was selected. So it was truly a date of convenience. And I thought that was just really interesting because, hey, happy birthday, Earth, right? This is the day we're going to choose. But it was very necessary. I mean, as advances of the world are created, you are doing things that weren't necessarily intended. And I'm not knocking advancements because, trust me, I love the technology. I wouldn't be coming to you today without the advancements of technology. I probably couldn't live without my microwave. And I drive a lot. I try not to drive as much as I should, but you know, I believe in the advancements. But what are the ways that we can work on protecting the Earth? And I think that was the big revelation that we had in 1970. So on April 22nd, 1970, 20 million Americans took to the streets, the parks, the auditoriums, and they really did rallies from coast to coast to demonstrate healthy, sustainable environmental concerns. And I think that was very impressive and something that hadn't always been done in the past, because by the end of 1970, the first Earth Day had led to the creation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. And it also had led to the passage of the Clean Air, Clean Water, and Endangered Species Acts. So that was big. And that was in 1970. You fast forward about 20 years, and in 1990 on Earth Day, it went global. And the movement was able to mobilize over 20 million people in 141 countries. And really, that's what elevated and lifted the environmental issues onto the world stage. So it wasn't just here in the U.S., it was across the globe. And it really gave a huge boost in 1990 to the recycling efforts. And that's so important. And now you fast forward, you know, another almost 20 years, 15 years, you've got Earth Day as really the largest secular observance in the world. It's celebrated by over 1 billion people every year, and it's truly a day of action to change our behavior and to really provoke the discussions on policy changes. And I think that's so very necessary because the fight for a clean environment, it continues every single day, and it really has an increasing urgency because of the climate changes that become more evident every day. And, you know, I'm not here to stand in my soapbox and preach to you on what we all need to do, but we do need to think about it. What we had 50, 100, 200 years ago, we're not doing the same things to the environment. So it's going to cause change. And how can we prevent that from happening and still really impact? Because Mother Earth, the nature, really has powerful impacts on our life. And we're going to get into that discussion in segment two, but we need to take care of it because Mother Earth takes care of us. The effects of nature are profound. And if we don't do something to correct our actions, it won't be there for us. You know, and so next year in 2020, it marks the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. So what I want everybody to do is I encourage everybody to take action as much as possible, and not just on April 22nd. I mean, that's just a marks a day, right? Just like we want to celebrate life. We don't celebrate life just on our birthday. We don't celebrate lives just at somebody's death. We want to celebrate life every day. So the same thing here. Take action every day. You know, but why is it important that we celebrate Earth Day? I mean, I think the first is to promote understanding of environmental issues, that more people are aware of what critical actions we need to take to protect our environment. And then really the second, which I think sometimes we forget, is to make a commitment yourself, right? Make our own commitment to service, not just on, but also around Earth Day and what we can do each day. But first, some fun facts, because I thought these were really interesting when I was doing some research. So Earth Day was officially renamed by the UN in 2009 as International Mother Earth Day. So I had no clue. Another one, in Panama, over 100 endangered species of orchids were planted and maintained to prevent their extinction in honor of Earth Day. And again, I think that's pretty amazing. In 2011, 28 million trees were planted in Afghanistan by Earth Day Network. That is a lot of trees. And then in 2012, more than 100,000 people rode bikes in China to reduce the CO2 emissions and save fuel. So again, if we do things, if everybody does things, it's pretty powerful stuff. I mean, even many schools and organizations around the world will have events or days and really celebrate for an entire week for Earth Day. And I think that brings me really to my traditions. So traditions are so important to me, but every Earth Day and Arbor Day, because since they were so close together again, Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, the last Friday of April, we always planted a tree growing up, a tree or a bush, which was pretty much a no-brainer for us because my father was an arborist. So that's what we did. But we would also go and pick up garbage in parks around the river or the lakes. And I really try to continue to do that with my son. And we do similar things. So last year, we actually went tree climbing. And I mean, literally in the trees, we had ropes and harnesses and it was a blast. And it is something that we remember for a long time. This year we've been hiking and, you know, we made a more conscious effort. I mean, if we see garbage, we'll pick it up, but we made a more conscious effort to actually look and uncover leaves and pick up some garbage. So for those out there, what I want to hear for you, what do you do on Earth Day? What are your traditions? You know, go out there, post on Facebook, post on Instagram, on Twitter, tell me, you know, tag Get Rooted Radio and tell me what your traditions are. Because I want to learn what everybody else does and really grow from that. And so, Carter, what are some of your traditions? What have you done on Earth Day?
We like to go hiking every once in a while. There's a lot of nice hikes up here in the Pacific Northwest. Basically anything we can do just to kind of get grounded and just experience the world around us.
And that is perfect because that's what we need to do. We need to get outside and it is a time to remember that nature has a powerful impact. And that's what we're going to talk about during the next segment. We will discuss all the wonderful effects Mother Nature has on our overall health and wellness. So go ahead and post on social media. Tell me what your traditions are and get ready for the next segment when we talk about what Mother Nature does for us. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com. You can also sign up and subscribe for wonderful words of encouragement and really get a recap of what we talk about today. So during the last segment, I gave you a mini history lesson on Earth Day, and I talked about my traditions. So remember, I want to hear from you. So what did you do this past Sunday for Earth Day, and what are your traditions? Feel free to message me, post on social media, contact me through Transformation Talk Radio. I want to hear from you. But this segment, we're going to really get into all the wonderful effects nature, being outside with the trees, rivers, lakes, whatever water source you have, the birds, the sights and the sounds and the smells, what all that has, the effect that all that has on your health and wellness. You know, and many of these you can feel instantly. I mean, I know I can. When I was outside for 10 minutes, I was like, I needed this. I was instantly less tense. My shoulders relaxed. I could breathe deeply. You know, that sense of relief and really have that cleansing breath. I needed that. And it was just because I was able to just be. I was able to be outside. But it's not just that. And there's really science behind many of the 10 benefits that we're going to go over. And it's not just studies from random people. I mean, this is Harvard Health Letter. It's research from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. There's countless doctors, universities, medical facilities who all support these benefits. So get your pens and paper ready, or get ready to replay this on the podcast. But there are about 10 different benefits that getting outdoors and into nature helps to improve. And the very first is your brain function. And it's important because it's a lot of different things. So research has shown that spending more time outdoors is linked to higher levels of concentration, creativity, and really improved mental clarity. And all of these perks lead to better work, school, sports, performance, right? So it's not just improving your brain so that you have better concentration, but when you have better concentration, you perform better. So it's very cyclical. You know, the natural scenery and garden views that people have, like from a window or when you're walking in nature, they calm our minds and they really help us focus. So urban settings, they have the traffic, the street noise, the lights, and lots of people. It's not that those are bad. It's exciting. But those things pull our attention in so many different directions. And that's why the serene views, the natural scenery, the gardens, the trees, it makes it easier to focus. It sharpens our focus and helps us recall things as we learn. So when we are able to, if we really need to think about things, right? You have something big on your mind, you're stuck on a project. If you just get yourself into a natural setting, it's going to be able to be more peaceful, and it's going to help enhance your short-term memory. And there was also a study done just in a general population. I'm not talking about those who might be have brain injuries or anything like that. So just in your general population, that has shown that uniformly, the natural environments, when you are exposed to those natural environments, you are going to have better attention. So children with attention deficit disorders, when they are in more a serene environment, you are going to have a greater enhancement for your calming effect and concentration. I mean, spending just 20 minutes walking in a park was sufficient enough to elevate the attention performance with children with ADHD. It's called like the dose of nature. It can improve really their attention span. You know, the same goes for adult attention. So if you have an office view that has it outdoors, they're going to be more productive than somebody that may not have that. So when we're building office buildings, we really need to consider that. We want to increase productivity and concentration to be able to have those views. So truly, it's important to understand what environment we have, because nature does improve your brain function. And you know, creative problem solving and cognitive function, those can all be boosted nearly 50% after spending several days outside. So think of those wilderness retreats that people go on. You have a big problem, an assignment or anything like that, go on a wilderness retreat. You'd be surprised at what sort of energy you have when you get back. The next, getting outdoors and into nature helps relieve stress. You know, spending time outdoors has shown and it's been proven to lower the levels in teens and adults, just the same effect as meditating does. So being in a natural setting shows the world that you reduce your cortisol levels. I was trying to think of the word. The stress hormone cortisol, they're lowered when you spend time outside. You know, nature is a natural stress reliever. And if we take those regular trips outdoors, we will be able to manage our stress much better. And it's low cost, right? You go outside, it doesn't cost you anything just to walk outside. So get those green areas. That's one thing I really treasure about where I live. They, as the name suggests, Greendale, they pride themselves on having a very green spaces, right? They don't want to build things on their green spaces because they want it to be a serene environment. And I applaud our workers for that. But getting back to nature also calms the mind so that we can help cope with mental illness. Now, everybody is different, but stress is associated with anxiety and depression. And if we can spend some time outdoors in a nature to calm that, we are able to have a better physical response when we need to address that. And really, our minds work in similar ways. So when we spend time outdoors, it improves our mood, which reduces the feelings of anxiety. And it can also boost our self-esteem. And that is, you know, priceless. But one of the other things that it does, it boosts our vitamin D. And that is very, very, very important. So, I mean, it's no secret that when you spend more times outdoors, you will help soak up the sun. And vitamin D is essential for bone growth and it regulates your immune system. So when we are able to spend that time outdoors, we will reduce the risk of developing the vitamin D deficiency, you know, because sunlight hitting the skin begins a process that leads to the creation and activation of that vitamin D. And so it's osteoporosis and cancer, depression, and our heart attacks are all linked to a deficiency in vitamin D. So really, you want to get out there. And vitamin D is tricky because the nutrient, it's not, you don't get enough of it in your foods because very few actually naturally carry it. So we want to make sure that we are soaking up the sunshine so that we are getting that. Now, I'm not saying don't go overboard, protect your skin. We don't want anything like that to happen. The next benefit, I kind of lumped these a little bit together. It's a healthier diet, more chances to exercise, which both, of course, lead to aid in weight management. So healthier diet, exercise, and weight management, I kind of lumped into one. And I think that's important because, again, they are all interactive. They are all connected, just like our mental, emotional, and physical health. So when you're outdoors, you receive an energy boost. And according to research from the University of Rochester, 90% of people experience increased energy just by participating in an outdoor activity. And I mean, a lot of times a 20 minutes outside can wake you up more than a cup of coffee can. And so if you've got that time, get outdoors and really feel that boost of energy. Because when you have that boost of energy, you're more inclined to get exercise because of that boost of energy. And if you are outdoors, you're less likely to be sitting your fanny on the couch watching TV. You're going to be walking. You're going to be participating in group activities. So again, these are so important. And the exercise and proper diet, that, you know, those are the two of the most effective ways to stop the spread of obesity. And you could burn, I believe it's about 150 calories each half hour of walking in the park. And you could burn almost 375 calories every half hour by riding your bike. So that's such an easy way to do those things. And remember, when you're outside and you're not calling it exercise, when you're taking the dog for a walk or you are walking along to see the new houses in your neighborhood, to go through a nature reserve, it's not seen as exercise, so it's not going to be seen as a chore, and chances are you're going to participate in the activity longer. And I think that is really, really important. But also getting outside can also be gardening. So that leads to a healthier diet because you are then creating food that is healthy, plants, vegetables, fruit, and you're going to then eat something that's healthier for you. And those are all very, very important things to consider. The next is improved vision. So your eyes provide another reason why being outside is so important. There was a study done in Australia from school children, and they linked time spent outside and better vision. So over 2,000 children followed during the study. Those who spent more time playing outside significantly reduced their risk of becoming nearsighted. And so the study suggested that the outdoor activity had a protective effect on the eyes of children. And I thought that was so interesting. But it's also because the dim indoor lighting, it makes it difficult for young eyes to focus on an image. And then this causes the eye to change shape in order to see clearly. So the ample light that's outside keeps eyes from working harder. So that's another, you know, that's a fact. We stare at our computer screens, we stare at the video games, the phones. And if we have the light that's outside during the day, we don't have to focus as hard. And I think that is just a natural way to improve our vision. And generally, an effect of getting outdoors and into nature, you may live longer. I know that sounds like a big claim, you know, it's a bold assumption, but it's true. Being with nature improves your immune system. You know, it strengthens the immunity. It helps you sleep better because of the fresh air, the activity. Chances are you are doing activity, which is a potential for weight loss, for cardiovascular health, which again is going to improve it. It reduces your stress level. You have less stress, you're going to have less physical effects, which again can potentially lead you to living longer. You know, becoming one with nature might have amazing effects on your immune system because it has an ability to increase your white blood cell count by about 40%. And that is not something that you can get by just staying indoors. And I think that boost in immunity from a trip in nature is amazing. So it's going to strengthen your body's natural germ fighting power, because you're outside in the environment, you know, and that's so important. So there was a study of over 100,000 American women and their relationship between the nature and longevity. And women who lived near parks, lawns, trees, and forests had significantly lower mortality than women living far from nature. And the results they held regardless of urban or rural settings. And I think that's so important because the longer life expectancy associated with living near vegetation could be caused by a lot of different factors. You know, you have the air quality is known to increase longevity, and it's in better areas of more dense vegetation. So being close to parks and nature trails can really encourage more frequent exercise, which helps maintain heart health. I mean, again, it's a big assumption, but if you link all of this, this is why it's so important. Mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual are all linked. And getting outdoor in nature is a very spiritual effect. You're one with everything around you. And really, the outdoors makes us happy. And when we're happy, everything inside us is better. You know, and science backs it. Spending time outside does make you happy. We want to relate all of this to how we can build a better life. And Mother Earth, nature, everything around us does all these wonderful things for us. And we need to learn to respect that. Now, who doesn't want all these benefits? And there's no wrong way to get outside. And there's so much to be gained by exploring the natural world. You know why being outside is important? Because you are important. So it's time to reconnect with nature, and your body and mind will thank you for it later. So whatever the exact cause, getting outdoors will help you live happier and longer. And that's the ultimate reason why it's so important. So when we establish a place to live, we pick a location where you and your family have regular access to nature, make that number one on your list. So a big thank you, Mother Earth, for all you give to us. But we can't just take without giving back. So when we return, we will talk about what we can do to give back and support Mother Earth so she's healthy for years to come. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What the fung do I do with my shui? Are you ready to hear what your space is about you and what you're communicating to the outer world about your inner dialogue? Are you ready to create harmony in your surroundings? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern for current IT integrated with ancient knowledge to boost the broadcast of your space. Visit JeanetteWolf.com for more information on this amazing approach.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Auger Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn more about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So early in the show, we talked about the benefits of being outdoors, and the list went on and on and on. But unfortunately, sometimes we are not kind, and we don't protect nature, Mother Earth, like we should. You know, we have to remember Mother Nature and Mother Earth is just on loan from our future generations. And my mother always taught me to return things in better condition than what we received. You know, if somebody lends you their car, you fill it up with a full tank of gas, you clean it out, you vacuum it, you know, those sort of things. And I'm hoping to do the same with my environment, as I really want the best for my son and his future family. And I know many of us care for the city, the state, you know, the country, the continent, and planet we live on. But we think it is too much effort to take an active role in protecting the environment. You know, while The only way to save our planet involves a shift in our priorities for the whole world. Every little change does make a difference. And you might think you are only one person, you know, who cannot make a huge impact on our environment. But in reality, all the major changes come from those individual actions. No act is small. All that is required is a willingness to do our part to make this planet more sustainable. So let's start with 10 simple things that you can do to help protect the Earth. So again, get your pens out, get your pens ready, or get ready to listen to this on replay. So the big one, we've all heard this, and I feel like I do a little jingle every time I say it, but reduce, reuse, and recycle, right? So cut down on what you throw away. You know, you want to follow the three R's to conserve natural resources and landfill space. So it's pretty simple. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. And many villages, cities, states have required recycling rules. So that's great. And we can all do that. It's easy. Another one is volunteer. Volunteer for cleanups in your community. You can get involved in protecting your watersheds, the basins, all the different areas. There's so many different types of community organizations that lead efforts to clean up the rivers, clean up the parks, and what better way to get outdoors and get some of those benefits that we talked about earlier. Educate. So educate yourself and educate others. When you further your own education, you can help others understand the importance and value of the natural resources that we have. Because until we know, we don't know, right? So we don't know what we don't know. So sometimes people do things because they don't know it's bad. And when we can educate ourselves and others, it helps. Next is conserve water. So I've taken 2 service trips to Nicaragua and I'm planning another one in February. So sign up at getrootedradio.com and you can get more information on that. It's an awesome trip. But conserve water. So when I went to Nicaragua and I saw that they have to walk several miles just to get water and they have a very limited water supply, I was amazed. You know, I'm thinking, sometimes I dump out my water glass in the morning because it's warm. What a waste. And I immediately stopped doing that. I would either drink it, I don't care if it's warm. I'd use it to water my plants. I'd give it to the dog. I did whatever I needed to do not to waste that. You know, the less water you use, the less runoff and water waste that will eventually end up in the ocean. And it may not seem that way, but showers actually use half as much water as running a full bath. So consider taking showers over baths. You know, limiting relaxing baths to only a few times a month or not at all, right? Avoid rinsing the dishes. It's common, right, for many people to rinse their dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. Skip that step. You know, if you skip that step, it saves around 20 gallons of water per load. And that is a lot. You know, there's energy savings from not having to heat up the water, right? So really shutting the water tap when brushing your teeth. That's an easy step that you can do. Brush your teeth. Don't leave the water running. Don't leave the water running when you're rinsing the dishes if you're washing them. So these are just simple examples that where we completely unnecessarily waste resources. So conserve water. So we got reduce, reuse, and recycle, volunteer, educate, conserve water. The next is really choose sustainable. An example would be learn how to make smart seafood choices. There's a website that you can go to. It's fishwatch.gov. So www.fishwatch.gov. They can give you tips on learning to make smart seafood choices and really choose sustainably, buy eco-friendly products. Shop wisely. Buy less plastic, bring reusable shopping bags. That's a big one. How many times do you go to the store and get, you know, 20 different plastic bags if you're going to one of the big box stores? Bring your own shopping bag. It will reduce the amount of plastic that is used. Or skip the bag altogether if you go to a store, if you only have one or two items. Another would be use long-lasting light bulbs. These energy-efficient light bulbs reduce the greenhouse gas emissions and really flip the light switch off when you leave the room. There's no need to have lights on all over the place. One of my favorite tips, plant a tree. trees really provide food and oxygen, and they help save energy, they clean the air, and they help really combat climate change. So plant a tree. Another is, don't send chemicals into our waterways. You want to choose non-toxic chemicals in the home and the office. And really the last one, walk or bike more. So drive less, or if you have an alternative, walk, ride a bike. You don't always need to jump in your car to go down the street. Getting that outdoor time and going for a little bit of walk to go to the store is doable. I just think we forget about it. So those are all really common sense. But one thing to do is expand upon them. So we talked about turning off the lights, right? Use long-lasting light bulbs. But a lot of times when we leave a room, someone will say, oh, leave a light on so we can see when we get home. Well, you can flip on the switch when we get home. You have almost everybody has a phone that has a flashlight on it. Turn off the lights. You're not there. You don't need to do it. Another big thing is switch off your computer at night. How many of us, I mean, I've been guilty of it, go to bed or go to work or leave and you leave your computer running in the background. So switch off your computer. You know, we leave our computers on and they're on for 8-9 hours each day. If you think about it, you can save money as well as saving 40 watt hours of energy each day. And that's important. One of the things I didn't even think about until I was doing some research was, don't preheat your oven. So unless the recipe specifically requires it, there's really no need to always preheat your oven. You turn it on and put your dish in, and within 30 seconds, it's warm. So unless the recipe specifically calls for it, why is that necessary? You know, other things from paper, cut down on your usage of paper napkins, paper towels. How about printing? You're at the office. One, do you even need to print it? Can you review it electronically? Two, do you print on both sides of the paper? I mean, is that really necessary? Another paper thing that we get all the time is the junk mail. You know, if you keep getting junk mail from companies in your mailbox, call them or send them an email to ask them to stop. We can reduce the amount of things. Recycle your newspapers. I know a lot of people say, well, we do, but really studies show that only 31% of newspapers in the United States are recycled. So where's the other 69% going? You know, think of the millions of trees you can save by always recycling your newspapers that you buy. And buy secondhand. So donate your clothes and items that you no longer need, and then consider buying secondhand. Those things are just as good as anything else. So you can reduce your really carbon footprint by doing so many things. You know, bring your own coffee cup, avoid using coffee stirrers, avoid using straws, all these sort of things. You know, large-scale efforts to protect the environment are very necessary. I absolutely agree. But everything must start on an individual level. So the tips that we talked about will help you conserve energy, use less resources, and accumulate less waste. You know, if everyone followed some of the steps, we can make a drastic difference in the environmental preservation. So remember, reduce, reuse, recycle. The best thing to remember is that each little action is important. And why? Why do you ask that? You know, why do we say that? Because if each person did one small thing, that is 7.5 billion small steps. And that is huge. The more we protect our environment, the more it will benefit us. And like I said before, we are worth it. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com. You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. So far this hour, we've talked about the benefits of getting out into nature and how we can protect Mother Earth so our children, our children's children, and so on can enjoy and benefit from her. So if you've missed any of these tips during the last couple segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Or drop me a note. I can send you the tips directly. So we have a hard time getting outside. That's what I'm starting to learn. You know, because according to the EPA, the average American spends 93% of their life indoors. 93%. That is outrageous. I mean, 87% of that time is spent inside, while the other 6% is spent driving, like in automobiles. So that means only 7% of the average American's life is spent outdoors. I know this, that this is very an average, not everybody. But it's unfortunate considering that spending time outdoors is one of the easiest ways to improve our overall health and well-being. And, you know, I think it's important to realize we get up in the morning. What do? We're inside, we're getting ready. We walk outside, get in our vehicles or jump on public transportation or get a ride with somebody and we are off to work. Once we're there, we park, we walk inside, we're there for 8 hours. Then we get back in our car, we drive back home. When are we taking breaks to get outside and enjoy all the benefits? You know, so let's do a quick recap. So we've already determined that research suggests that spending time outside can function as natural medicine. You know, it can help improve our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Spending more time outdoors is also linked to a lower risk of early death. You know, and besides helping you live longer, healthier life, spending time in nature can really help you live a happier life. You know, and I know that being a full-time employee or student or parent can make it really difficult to spend time outdoors. But even a few 5-minute outdoor breaks a day can have a positive impact on your health. And it's even more difficult in today's world of powerful technology to really simplify and get back to nature. But in order to really experience the health benefits of outdoor activities and recreation, it's necessary to unplug and really recharge. And I mean by doing that in the wilderness. And I say wilderness, and I'll use that term very loosely. I don't mean you need to go to the Alaskan bush woods. You know, go to a park or a local nature reserve. Just get in where you can see the green, right? That is so important. And those who are able to soak up everything nature has to offer find out why being outside is important. And it really comes down to your health. So I'm going to give you an example. So long before smartphones and our self-driving cars, Japan deemed forest bathing an essential part of its national health program. So with forest bathing, it's soaking. The soaking isn't literal. We're not saying you're going to strip down and you're going to lay into the forest. It's bathing takes on really a new meaning. It means immersing yourself in the natural environment. It's the concept stems and goes back to about 1982. And over three decades, the goal of forest bathing is still to reinduce people to really healing power of nature. The study and research has confirmed that what the Japanese have long believed, that nature benefits well-being in many ways. And the popularity of forest bathing has made its way over to the United States, particularly in the metropolitan areas. You might see people walking around barefoot in parks and really soaking up the environment itself. And it's so easy to do. Individuals, families, and friends, they have taken to the woods together for therapeutic hikes and nature walks. And that's truly what it's all about. And we all know that it's so important to take that time away, to unplug from technology, to reconnect with one another on a personal level, and really reconnect with yourself. So even if you go by yourself, you have a moment of inner peace. And you don't have to completely change your lifestyle to achieve some of the awesome benefits of spending the time outdoors. So here's some few tips to how do we get more outdoor time. Right? So we have responsibilities, we have different things we need to do. So how can we incorporate less time inside and more time enjoying nature? One of the biggest things is work outside while you're working from home. So take your computer, your research, your papers, your reading, and sit out on the porch, sit out on the deck, you know, or go to a park to do that, someplace where you can see green. Read. So instead of reading on your couch or the recliner, take it outside. Do some of your daily activities that you would normally do inside, outside. So balancing your checkbook, checking your emails, making phone calls, cutting coupons, you know, just do it outside. Big thing, start a garden. You know, you got extra health points because you're eating fresh produce and you're actually making something yourself, and that in itself will feel great. Go for a daily walk, even if it's just 10 minutes. 10 minutes counts. Do 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at lunch break, 5 minutes in the evening. We all have 5 minutes. No, if the weather is permitting, eat dinner outside. No, pick up an outdoor hobby, whether it's photography, hiking, biking, outdoor yoga, whatever it is. Do something that requires you to be outdoors. You know, take your kids to the park. Let them run around after dinner or on a weekend morning. This one is a fun one for me. Become a dog walker. I'm going to need one, but it's you earn an extra cash while you're doing it. Take your lunch break outside. Take your lunch, eat outside, go for a walk. Take your lunch meetings or take your phone calls outside. Instead of sitting by a desk, if you don't need to be in front of a computer, do a walking meeting. Get your people together that you need to talk to and talk business while you're walking. Start a walking club at work. Wellness Walk Wednesdays, right? You'll meet people, you'll get exercise, you'll get away from your desk. And maybe even plan at least one outdoor activity each week, something that makes you go outside, whether it's a bike ride, outdoor volleyball, kickball game, playing catch, whatever it is, at least one outdoor activity each week. You know, spending more time outside is truly arguably one of the easiest ways to improve your health and wellness. You know, now that it's finally warm here in Wisconsin, even though we might be getting snow on Saturday, you know, I challenge you to spend at least 15 minutes every day and 1 hour each weekend outside. You know, start tracking the amount of time you spend outside each day and see the correlation on how you're feeling happy and healthier. The more time you spend, the more you will appreciate the beauty and splendor, and in turn, really take care of it. And that's important. So remember, reduce the use of water, electricity, fuel, and pesticides. Reuse paper items, clothing, cups, and recycle paper, plastic, glass, whatever products that you have. We truly have a responsibility to take care of Mother Earth like she takes care of us. Everything is cyclical. She takes care of us, we take care of her. We don't take care of her, she can't take care of us. Remember, we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. Before I call it a day, in honor of Earth Day and in honor of upcoming Arbor Day, I want to remind you, be like a tree. Stay grounded, connect with your roots, turn over a new leaf, bend before you break, enjoy your unique natural beauty, and keep growing. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the second and fourth Thursday of each month at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 Pacific. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take action to make that answer a yes. Take time to think about it. What do you need to live a rooted life? Reach out if you don't know where to start. I'm happy to help you. Have an amazing day. Looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.